The Black Couch, episode 2.
I thought it was April
8th, 2015. It is the second episode, Matt.
Oh, we did my bad.
Revamp.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Like, for real.
I'm Matt.
Real second real. Episode. My name's Marcus.
My name's Jacob.
The other two, you want to tell us who you
are? Jacob already said his name. Darnell is...
I'm talking about you two.
He said I'm Matt.
Oh, for real? I didn't hear it. Well, yeah, no, I'm Darnell. I'm the black guy on the black couch.
Oh, shit.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Yes.
All right, guys. So, I mean, we're back. Jacob was not here last week. Jacob, where were you?
Sleeping, because I was drunk.
You're just always drunk.
Congrats. Nah, my sister was in town, man.
It's got a serious problem. You need to fix it. Stop drinking so much.
I'm the only one not drinking right now.
You got a serious problem, Jacob. You are drinking too little, dude.
Yeah.
And you really are too much.
Sleeping too much and drinking too little, and you're depressing me.
I thought we raised you better than this.
I'm not sleeping too much. It's just I'm ahead of time with y'all.
He didn't say that he was drinking too little. He just, I'm not sleeping too much. Nice, man.
So, you know what? Tell me, guys, before we get into this actual episode, what's going on with y'all?
I'm drinking right now. I'm getting drunk.
I mean, in a slightly broader scope. Matt, you looking for jobs or something, right?
Yeah, Steve Jobs died, though, so the search is over.
It's about to rip. I know. I get it.
I found a job. I found a job on Facebook, and I've been working construction on and off, so I'm doing my thing.
Oh, cool. I mean, as long as you're not having to suck dick, I think it's okay.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that profession.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it's, not desirable.
I mean, a lot he of girls make it. A lot of money doing that.
Yeah.
I guess it's not his fault there's not a lot of openly gay people in El Paso.
There's a good enough amount. If Matt really wanted to suck dick, he could.
If I was getting paid to suck dick, I'd suck dick, dude.
I would not.
I would. Right,
how much would it cost? Like, be realistic with yourself. The workaholic's precedent. How much money would you suck a man's dick for?
$50,000.
Jesus Christ, Martin.
$50,000.
Damn, that's lowballing.
That's pretty low.
Really? Really?
That's lowballing like a motherfucker.
That's pretty high. That's like a year's salary of lower middle class.
Yeah. That's true. That'd set you for a year.
What about you, Darnell? What would be your number?
I don't think I'd go that
far. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can use $1,000. You can drink it away. You just don't even remember it anymore. Just get drunk, super drunk, immediately afterwards. You don't even remember.
Well,
it's fine.
Okay, but I think there wouldn't be the only way.
Nah, you'd still know, though.
Like, someone is like $1,000,000. Hey, I'll give you $1,000,000, man. Suck my dick.
Nah, still okay.
And it was legit. You signed a contract. You were like, I'm going to get paid.
Why would I sign a contract for that?
Because it's $1,000,000.
There's proof that you suck the dick for money.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh, well, okay, so Matt and Jacob, what about you guys?
I would like to say 5,000, but I don't
that
think
low.
I would.
That's pretty, oh my God.
I don't think I'd do it that low. Honestly, 10,000, I'd be like, all right, whip it up, man. I'll see you next month.
Wow. In the second. Shit.
Jacob?
Nothing, man.
You would never suck a dick, no matter what the amount of money was.
Nah. That's a dick in your mouth.
I can't agree with you, man. I just can't. It's just a dick. It's okay. Money's worth more.
No, it's not.
We didn't say someone's fucking you with that dick. It's just in your mouth.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's just entering another part of your body, like...
Let's say you get herpes from sucking that dick, all right? And you don't got health insurance, but you know who can afford him the medical bills? This guy. Because I got paid, man.
That's weird.
Exactly. $900.
Oh, how did we jump straight into dick sucking?
I don't know. I just threw in hypothetical. All right, okay. Let me throw something else out. How much... would you, what's the number that you would accept to, like, murder one of us?
Oh, that would be a lot lower.
Damn.
That goes from never to possible.
You see how, Jacob's like, I would never suck a dick, but I'd definitely cut one of your throats for, like, I don't know.
Are we saying we automatically don't get caught, or it's just, like, if you do it right, you don't get
caught?
Well,
you know what, if you do it right, let's just say you're like, I'm going to do it right, and the guy's like, okay, name your number. What do you want? What'd you do it for?
20,000.
Damn. I would probably do it for a year's worth of gas.
Which is less than 20,000.
Yeah.
I'll just do it if every time I go to Albertsons, you pay for that.
Nah, there's a paper trail.
That's true.
Yo,
right?
That looks funny as fuck. Are you drinking out of a can?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm doing both. I'm drinking out of this bottle for water, this other bottle for chocolate beer, and this other can for what my parents left when they were here.
Oh, shit.
What?
Marcus got drunk with his parents.
Oh, that's some hardcore shit right there. I don't think I've gotten drunk with my parents. Both I got
your
drunk
parents
with,
Marcus.
What?
What?
Both of your parents?
Yeah, yeah. My parents visited this weekend. They just my mom had the week of Easter off.
Yeah.
So they wanted to come and visit.
Oh.
And you know, so they did.
We they came really together. Much.
Yeah, yeah. Both my mom and my dad.
Also, Darnell, to answer your question, I've gotten drunk with my parents, and I've smoked weed with my dad.
That's still.
Cool. I didn't admit. I don't know. My dad fucking like I just like talked forever, and I was like, "Why the fuck did I give him weed?"
I've gotten drunk with my dad plenty of times. We used to do it every Sunday.
Oh yeah, Jacob, you told me you learned how to drive drunk.
Not drunk while drinking though.
Your dad was like, "If you can drive drunk, you can drive sober."
It's just dodgeball versus Mickey Mouse. Sounds like dodgeball and Talladega Nights together.
Which I kind of like adapted when I was learning how to drive a stick. I was like, well, you know what? If I can drive this drunk, I can definitely drive this sober.
Fuck me, man.
And yeah, I can drive like a pro now.
Yo, my girlfriend's dad just got a 2015 Golf, a TDI.
Golf?
Yeah.
It's a golf.
The Passat Volkswagen Golf?
Oh, fuck.
The Golf, God, it's turbo, yeah. Turbo diesel injection.
I got you.
It's fucking nice, dude.
That's cool, dude. Are those expensive or what?
I don't know. I didn't ask, but it was fun to drive.
Wasn't it? Oh, shit. Did you drive it drunk?
No. Nah. I didn't, so.
You're that like,
hurt.
I only
their parents were out of town
drunk
for the weekend.
Oh, okay. You weren't. I imagine you were driving with him.
No. It was me and her. Her parents didn't know.
You should have been drunk.
Yeah, drunk. Fucking up.
Yeah.
You're slipping, fucking man. Up.
Slipping. Stop being so responsible, you little bitch.
Nah, man.
All right, speaking about your being responsible, let's be responsible adults, man. Get into this shit.
All right. So last week we just did what? Just 2015-ish songs.
Yeah.
For the podcast. Just sort of kick it off.
Like,
you know,
up-and-coming people that you should check out, basically.
Right. Pretty much on some level. Just, you know, just some cool shit to check out.
Yeah.
At the end of last week, we decided that, hey, for this week, we're going to do hip-hop. Now, it wasn't really clarified exactly what era we're going to do with hip-hop, but we decided it should be around 2015, maybe just like this decade.
It should be someone who's going to tour this year. How about that?
I'm not going to be on that. I can't be on that level. I don't think my dude's going to do that.
He's not going to tour?
Nah. I don't think so. No.
Nah. Is he done or what?
Nah.
No. I mean, one, it's just like not that popular enough to tour, and the other one, he's just starting out, so he doesn't really have a tour.
Oh, shit. Yet. Okay. And then you can go see him at the local bar.
Wait, I mean, are your people going to tour, Matt?
Yeah, my people are touring.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we'll see how that goes. So, I mean, so really, the only real thing is that it's recent hip hop is what we're going for this week. Now, Jacob didn't know about this ahead of time, so he doesn't have anything to add this week. But for next week, we set the theme at the end of this episode, and he will contribute for next week.
Have
right,
to.
Jacob?
Yes,
you have
I will.
To.
All right.
So Jacob's our fourth bystander who's just going to shit on this.
Yeah, pretty much. He's the most objective one out of all of us. He has no stake in any of this.
Oops.
So it's going to be great. All right, so to start out, I'm going to go first. My dude, I just discovered him today. His name is Ikey. I believe that's how pronounced.
Ikey.
It might not be it. And the name of the song is Lord. So, as always, we listen to about a minute or so of the song, and then we sort of give our thoughts on it. All right?
I know.
And we start.
Let's play it in 1, 2, 3. Is everyone ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Now.
Play it.
Amen.
Hola. I thank the Lord for this pipe. And I thank the Lord for my haters. And I thank the Lord that I'm blown Jamaican. And I thank the Lord for these vapors. And I thank the Lord that we shining. Cause me and my niggas been grinding. Just to rock a new suit with a new Rolex. That's what the fuck I call perfect timing. Any mean necessary be the logo. Superstar nigga, you should take a photo. I got a dope flow, spit it by the boatload. You showing out when you a no show. Yeah, I'm with a couple niggas and we dying to eat. If you old nigga, yeah, you better scrounge up the feet. Bounce on the beat, looking fly down to the feet. Real winner, I don't even like the sound of defeat. Talking and shit.
see, so why what you talking to me? From the land where the motherfuckers smoking the heat. One shot, leave a motherfucker lost in the deep. Bro, came bow down when you talking to me. I'm still smoking that purple, nigga, and I'm still geeking like Urkel, nigga. I still running like Herschel. Got no squares up in my circle, nigga. You fuck around, I might serve you, nigga. Got half a bar that might hurt you, nigga. Just hope you don't say when, cause I swear to God, nigga, when to God. Man, I thank the Lord for this life I'm living. I thank the Lord for this dope. Oh, yeah, I thank the Lord for these pretty women. I thank the Lord for these hoes. Oh, yeah, I thank the Lord for these fly kicks. And I thank the Lord for these clothes.
Oh, any means necessary.
Shit, I thank the Lord for my bros. Yeah, I thank the Lord.
All right. Let's pause this sucker.
All right.
Did he say I'm running like Herschel?
Probably. I don't know. I don't fucking know. So, all right. So this dude, he dropped an EP either today or like a couple days ago. And so I listened to that, and it's very much like it's sort of an album sort of experience. And this song was actually a single he released before that album that's not even sort of included on that. And I really dug him. To me, he's sort of a mix of what's that fool's name? Kid Cudi, in addition to Chance the Rapper, who sort of broke out really big last year. But he has a sort of vocal inflection to his voice that I really. You know, if someone is really into vocals, they probably know what it's actually called. But you can sort of see it here too, where I don't want to say his voice is creaking or cracking, but it's very much not a ooh sort of voice. It has a lot of hey man. And I dug this song. I really like the just sort of the whole theme to it. I think I like the production probably more than his voice as it goes overall. And it was just a very fun listen to.
I was gonna say, it sounds like he might be recording it like at home or something, or like making his own production beats.
Right.
That could be the case.
Yeah, I was like, okay. He's got a quick little beat. I liked him. He's not bad.
Yeah, I like
keep an eye on him. If it was on Spotify, I would have added it to my playlist. That rap shit.
But he's not. That's how fucking like not out there he is yet. He's still just on SoundCloud, man.
He's just chilling. He's waiting for.
What about you, Jacob?
What about him? About the song?
Yeah, what you think?
Because I listened to the whole song earlier, and towards the end,
really?
It actually gets really repetitive.
Really?
Like where he keeps thanking the Lord for everything, but it's over and over.
That's the chorus, man.
Yeah, but towards the end. For a good chunk of the song, that's all he's singing.
Yeah, some people do that a lot. A lot of people do that. I don't know. Yeah. It's like to keep with the flow or something like that. I've always found that to be odd.
No, I get you. Like, even if you have a chorus, it's fine. But, like, it was just weird. Like, at the end, it's like he ran out of things to rap about. So he just kept thanking the Lord for everything. You know what I mean? So it was overdone.
Yeah, I can understand that. For me, I was okay with it just because, I mean, the fucking name of the song is Lord, so I understand that. That's sort of
I'm aware,
the point was.
But, like, it just looks like he ran out of lyrics.
Oh. Right.
I like his voice. It's not bad. I'm a big lyrical person. The lyrics, all right. I was like, okay, I want to see more of him because I like anybody that's got a really good voice and that they create a flow with their voice more than the beat. So I was like, cool, all right, I dig that.
For you, Matt, I definitely recommend checking out the Green Card EP that he just put out.
Okay.
It's a pretty solid experience throughout it. Especially the second track, I think I like the second best is Alodo. It's a very sort of almost psychedelic experience throughout it. And then the third track I like the best is When We Were Kings.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give this guy like a solid 3 out of 5. Like, I want to see more of him. But this ain't my shit that I'd be riding down the street and I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Damn, this is the kind of music where your friend puts on. You're like, all right,
man, he's running like Herschel. I was trying to figure out who the fuck that was. I was like, Herschel, like Herschel Walker. Like, who the fuck is Herschel?
Herschel from Walking Dead. Limping.
That's
around.
What I was thinking.
Damn.
The Herschel with the one who leg, though. Not the one with two legs, the one with one leg.
Yeah.
All right,
so we want to move on to the second song?
Yeah, I'll jump into mine. I heard this guy a couple days ago. I had a lot of different songs. I didn't know what I want to put on. This guy's called Probable Cause, or Prob Cause. Yeah. I imagine it's Probable Cause, but it's called Meditate. It's on my Spotify thingy. Yeah. So let's get into it, yeah?
All right, press play, bitch.
Play.
Nothing. I don't like
it. Yeah, I was wondering. I was wondering.
Got slow.
I was like, okay. What the fuck? I don't remember nothing happening for the first 5 seconds.
First 15 seconds.
Okay. Nice little beat. All right. Better than the first 10 seconds.
Oh my, this shit is wavy. Make your head seasick. Stay hydrated, get you so high you speechless. Don't matter where you at, inside a song is where the beach is. Less like reality and more like a dream is. These lucid liquid thoughts power through the atmosphere, get caught up by the force. Let it soak in through your pores. This is something to absorb. This mood is a vacation anybody could afford. Could get loose to this. Chicks choose to this. There's a little something special infused in this. Get loose to this. Spit truth to this. And please don't hesitate to move to this. Bounce. Moving mountains with a meditated mind. Anything is possible with stars all aligned. And nothing feels better than that grind in the recline. Fork turn into shine, there's nothing more sublime. Hey, yo, word, I been on my grind for so damn long. When I'm on, I might not come back home. I could feel that ceiling closing on me. This room is too small and now I can't breathe. Been on my grind for so damn long. When I'm on, I might not come back home. I could feel that ceiling closing on me. This room is too small and now I can't breathe.
All right.
Are we positive?
Yeah, that's yes, positive.
Yeah. Damn. Can I go first?
Go for it.
That's all right. That shit, that's hot. Like, even though I didn't know what the hell was happening for the first 15 minutes, seconds, I was like, okay, come on. And I was like, yo, the drums came in. I was like, all right. Yeah, I'm digging it. That's something you can... I don't even know what you can do with that. You can do a lot with that. You can cook some food with that motherfucker, with some wine. You can fucking walk to class with that shit. You can drive at night, nigga. You can go to Walmart with this
drive
shit.
Drive at night? Go to Walmart?
You can do anything with this music, man. It's smooth. It's smoother than fucking... than heavy cream. I don't know if y'all ever mentioned heavy cream. No, I mean cooking wise. Heavy cream, yeah. You can make a lot of shit with it. That's what I'm thinking. Like you can listen to it anywhere. And like the analogy with me was like heavy cream, you can make whipped cream, you can do that shit. You can make Alfredo with that shit.
You can make your own.
That's how I feel like how this song is. That's a food metaphor. Understand that shit, but yeah, yeah, I dug it though. I get
heavy cream.
If I'm gonna give some stars, I'll give this shit about 4.5 out of 5.
Nice,
feeling it.
I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm gonna have to add that.
And then it's featuring Too Fresh, and I haven't checked out Too Fresh yet, but I don't know, like, he's showing up on a lot of albums that I've been listening to, and I'm like, who the fuck is Too Fresh?
Niggas Too Fresh, you know, you gonna find out when he's fresher than Too Fresh.
He's so fresh, he doesn't come up with his own shit. He just shows up on other people's shit.
Like, who's this nigga Too Fresh?
Too Fresh? All right.
What about you, Marcus?
What's up? What do I think? Probably 3.5 stars. It's just one of those things that, yeah, it's there. It doesn't insult me in any way, but it didn't really please me in any way either. It's just like, yeah, it's some nice background chilling music. It's nothing I'd ever really go out and search for.
You know what it sounds like to me?
I'd ever object to. What's up?
It sounds like Snoop Dogg and Lupe Fiasco's musical love child. That's what his voice sounds like
familiar.
To me.
He's got an interesting little rhythm to himself. Oh me, oh man, I oh.
Does he not kind of sound like that? Like for some reason that song kind of sounded like just reminded me of Kick Push, and then but he also I don't know it also that's how I hear his voice. I mean Lupe Fiasco.
The vibe comparing the vibe of Kick Push to this, I can definitely see that comparison. Yeah.
I like really mellow, cool songs like that. I'm not big, really big on hype songs that much.
Really?
Not that much, you know. I have to be really like feeling it that I'm like, I want the hype shit, man.
Yo, I love the hype shit on my bike.
Oh yeah,
run them jewels fast.
Run them jewels. That's pretty cool, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I still love Run the Jewels.
There's a few songs that like are just on my bike. You just feel so fucking cool. All
right. Like, all right. Yeah. So. Fucking
so third song,
Prob Cause, man, Prob Cause, check them out.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, what's out. The next song?
Whoever the It's
Dirt Song Starnell's.
I feel like my song is not compared to you. We ain't gonna listen to it or not. No, I'm just kidding. No, my song is just it's very mainstream. I think I've heard it like twice, and I was like, yeah, you know what? I feel it, but it's not something that I'm gonna like. Yo, you know, I'm going to just show it to everybody in the world. It's that hot new shit and everything. No, it's not like that. It's like I said, it's mainstream. It's by Ty Dolla and Wiz Khalifa. I don't even know who the hell Ty Dolla Sign is. I'll admit it. I don't know who the hell that nigga is. But I know who Wiz Khalifa is, and I was like, you know, I'll add it. And then I think it features The Weeknd, too, I believe. I think that's... Not too sure, but you know, let's all take a listen to it. It's that song.
All right,
all right. Whenever y'all are ready,
one, two, play. Three, play. No.
DJ Mustard, huh? Fuck. Mustard on the beat.
You don't mind spilling it, man.
Yeah. I'ma smoke this joint, then I'ma break you off. I like the sweet. If I said you ain't the one. Like in your rocking chair. All these tattoos in my skin, they turn you on.
I did not expect it to seem like this. The shit I'm on.
I mean, honestly,
it's that you're not the type that you take home to mom.
Is we fucking when we leave the club or not? I ain't spending cash for nothing. I wanna see you take it off. I'ma pop this bottle. You gon' give me brain or not? Heard you from the hood, you rep that thing or no? Got a lot of ass, you gon' shake that thing or no? Heard you smoke, but you down with paper planes or no? I feel like I'm Tony, you my boss, I'm thinking no. The whole world, I'll take you gon' run it for these honeys, girl, and no. Show me is you really about your money, girl, and no. Don't play with a boss.
Jacob says no.
Nah.
Or nah.
Jacob says, nah.
Yo, I'm going to start this one off.
Yeah, we can stop it. My dumbass, I didn't.
Let's stop it.
Yeah, you know what? My dumbass didn't put
my first
the one
complaint.
That
my first complaint is I fucking hate. I fucking hate when rappers put a song out like that and they end every fucking line with
the
same
of the title.
Word. Or the same couple.
I gotta admit, I do hate that too, because I don't know, it's not really poetry, it's not really like anything exciting.
You're not trying to make anything close. You're rapping the same words to each other.
Or not.
That's not necessarily true, because sometimes, yeah, the last word or two will be the same, but they still follow rhyming structure with the word before.
No, I'm aware of
now,
that.
I don't know if that was
still,
the case here. I wasn't really paying too close attention.
It's still a fucking scapegoat, dude. It's bullshit. I hate when rappers do that. Like, there's one song, I don't even know what it is, but like...
It's Real Nigga Roll Call, that's what it's called. No, I was kidding.
Is that the one where they use
no,
the
that is one
every
of
damn
them,
line?
Huh?
There's a song.
Yeah, they use nigga at every end of, like, the end of every word.
Fucking hate that song. Like it's bullshit. It's lame. It's just, it's a cheesy way of trying to rap. It's hard.
I think he said, I'm not the
but
type
it's not,
you
though,
take
they
home
use,
to
they
mom.
Still rhyme. Ignore them.
Sorry.
Or not?
No, he said, I'm not the type that you take home to mom. That's what I remember. That was the one change in, and then the next line was something or not. We can go to the club or maybe or not.
Like, I just, it's terrible. Like, yeah, sure, there is some rhythm behind it, but it's just such a cheap way of doing it.
Eh, I'm okay with it, because you just have to look past that repeated line, because that's not usually the line that's quote unquote the rhyme of the fucking verse or the line.
You know what that song had going for it? That beat was
yeah
cool.
I like the beat.
It's nice and chill.
The thing is, my dumb ass completely forgot about the one that I actually downloaded on my phone. That's not the one. There was a remix by The Weeknd, including them, and that one was a lot better. I do apologize for that. But we already listened to it, so it's already there. So I burned your ears.
It's happened now.
It's over. It's like they already...
Thank God.
...pushed it through. You know what? Pushed it through and...
I didn't think it was that bad, honestly.
No, I just... it wasn't too bad. That's what pisses me off. It's just... To me, it's just... It's stupid. A half-assed way of rapping.
Yeah, they're gonna get their money's worth. Watch people, you know how black people make. They'll like that shit, like, yo, that shit's hot, man. And then they'll,
yo, sometimes I roll up on black people in cars. I'm like, what the fuck are you listening to? Fuck yeah.
Hey. Hey, I did the same shit. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing?
Like, that doesn't even rhyme.
What is that? Is that fire? I don't think that's fire. That's more than, that's fucking colder than Antarctica, nigga. I don't even calm that shit down.
I think global warming's come early today.
I think black people are trying to reverse it with all the bullshit they pump out their speakers.
Hey, at least you're not. Well, you're in the South, so you probably get worse music than.
Oh,
than
dude,
because nothing.
Florida.
I got nothing really against the song too much. I don't like the slow rhythm of his rhymes. Yeah. It was just kind of like, I'm gonna go with the beat, and then I'll say the next line, and then I'll do another thing. It's really simple.
Or not.
All these tattoos, you can't take them home to ma.
No.
We can go to the club and party or nah. just go to the club, dude. Why are you saying or nah?
Like, I don't. Right. It's like that. It's always like that friend in the back that doesn't want to do shit. Like, hey, man, let's go to the club and just chill it or nah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it is that person.
Let's go.
Like,
let's go to McDonald's and get some double cheeseburgers.
I don't have
and
any
I'm
money,
just
dude.
Like, it's like, then why the hell are you hanging out with us then?
Yeah.
Or not.
All right, let's get into this song in my head so I can get the crappy one out.
Alrighty.
All right. So next one is Deliver, Felipe Fiasco's recent album Tattoo and Youth.
Ew.
And let's check it out. And now.
Oh shit!
I like that beat. I like that bass. That shit, like,
that's my shit.
Hey, let the sun shine, so ghetto gun. All in the ears of the ghetto young. And some ghetto girls, some ghetto sons. Throwing rocks at the bus and the ghetto fun. I always wonder where the ghetto from. Cause I'm from the ghetto, they never ghetto come. But you win if the bell of my ghetto rung. And if the ghetto lose, then mean the ghetto won. That's how they do the ghetto, that's how the ghetto done. They'll keep it there and never bring the ghetto none. We'll make the ghetto tick, make the ghetto run. We'll make the ghetto sick, make the ghetto dumb. These niggas off that ghetto being that ghetto rum and that ghetto bass with my ghetto drums, my ghetto words and these ghetto problems, these ghetto subs. What a piece of man don't come here no more. Too much dope, too many niggas on the poach. So the piece of man don't approach, no dope, no. Piece of man don't come here no more. Too many niggas on the block, too many niggas getting shot. So the piece of man don't stop. Piece of man don't come here no more. Too many niggas getting raw. Niggas don't wanna stop, but niggas ain't got no job, blah, blah, blah. Piece of man don't come here no more. Deliver. Deliver. Yeah. They selling nicks out it all day. Cause the prostitutes sucking dick in the hallway. Little Caesars never sending pizza out y'all way. Papa John's never get delivered.
Well, there goes the sucking dick part right there. That's where it came from.
Your placement, a place that defines your station. Remind you, niggas, your place is the basement. White people in the attic. Niggas selling dope. White people is the addicts. White folks act like they ain't show us how to traffic. All that dope to China. You don't call that trapping. Breaking Bad. Learned that from a TV. So don't say it's politics when you see me. When you gonna apologize for your CD, nigga?
All right. Let's pause this right now.
All right, I can already guess what Jacob's gonna say.
Why?
Let's go right into Jacob's.
No, I want to hear what he thinks.
There was like a million uses of the word ghetto in that first.
But it wasn't
verse.
It wasn't at the end of the line though. That was
no,
thing.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
at
like
the end.
The
there
thing
was,
just
a lot of ghetto.
No, I'm aware, and it like it kind of tainted me to the song after a while. But however, it wasn't he was needing something at the end of the line to rap to himself. He threw it in there. He mixed it up. You know what I mean?
I think for a minute he said ghetto drum, ghetto drum, ghetto makes people dumb. Which I was like, okay.
It was more like the ghetto one. The ghetto one, the ghetto loops, the ghetto face, whatever. It's I mean, it is revolving around the ghetto for a lot of that first verse.
I really like,
but it's more along. Right. The second verse just varied up a little bit more, but that first verse was more like the ghetto this, the ghetto that, and how it's sort of a cause and effect throughout.
Like, but he was rapping about the ghetto instead of trying to rhyme with it.
It wasn't just ending a line with the ghetto. If anything, it was more like he had to revolve the line around the ghetto in the middle of the verse.
Yeah, so I actually enjoyed it. Even though it was as repetitive, it still had a lot of non-repetitive lyrics.
Yeah.
I thought that beat was like, what's up, man?
Yo, that dude, I was chilling to that song as fuck.
It was just like, oh. Ghetto, wrong. Now that song's gonna be stuck in my head and be walking to school. Ghetto.
Yo, I love Lupe Fiasco, man.
He's a man known to live around here no more.
Yo, man, here's the kind of music you just like to get high to and just like chill. Fucking chill.
Nah, I don't get hype.
Yeah.
I don't get hype.
No, get high to.
Oh,
hype.
I was like, okay, I'll get high. I agree.
Yeah. No. The only Lupe song off of Tetsuo and Youth that you should get hyped to is fucking Chopper. That's like the sort of shit like, I need to go buy a fucking gun like right now.
Oh.
Right.
Like a day ago. It should have happened already.
Are you going to blame him when you go kill somebody? I blame Lupe.
Oh, of course.
Like, what?
I was listening to Lupe and playing Grand Theft Auto. That's what I did.
It's like, Marcus Green, what do you plead to? Chopper. What is that? You not hurt, nigga? It's just like the judge is like, what are you talking? You got to
just say
know.
The N-word, white boy.
And the judge is black, like,
oh, shit.
Like, yeah, I said chopper, nigga. It's like, are you smoking something? Like, no, they wouldn't allow me to do that in jail, but, you know, I. Chopper.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they do, man. I'm going to switch sides. I'm going to say that song was pretty cool.
No, I like it. I love that song.
My That Rap Shit list. There we go.
All right. He's added it. That's
man,
a
I always see like Matt like partaking of smoked cigarettes and cigars and whatnot. I get jealous. Yeah. I want to.
Why can't you smoke cigarettes or cigars?
Well, I'd have to go outside.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not like you can't. You just can't at this moment.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But like, it'd be cool to like be able to smoke a cigar during the podcast.
Have you tried what's that shit that everyone's doing, vaping?
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
That shit messes with my throat. I don't like it at all.
What about you, Jacob?
Yeah.
Have you tried it? What do you think of vaping?
I like it.
Why can't you do that instead?
Because I don't want to spend the money on getting a vape.
Yeah.
Oh you don't have one. You just like partake in other people's.
Yeah, like I've tried other people's.
All right.
Matt.
I don't know the price of them or anything like that. What the? Oh, Matt actually is smoking. I was like, what is he doing, Matt?
It's dead.
All right. Cool. So let's move on to Matt's second song.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I was listening to...
What is this, Matt?
I was listening to Joey Badass, right? And this song came out of nowhere, dude. And this is like the most evilest, fucking weirdest song I've ever heard in my life. And his album is... Yeah, 13 by Maxo Cream, and his album is hashtag Maxo187. I don't know.
I want to kill
him. It's fucking weird. So let's get into it.
You want to just go into it?
Let's get into it. All right,
press play.
Ready?
All right.
1, 2, 3, play. You're that cow?
Should I be sacrificing goats, or is that like just...
I don't know, dude. What up? I don't know. Maxo. This shit is evil.
I don't know.
Mr. Rogers, what it do? 13 years old when I jumped off the porch. I was saying, you got a whooping with a belt. I was whooping with the fork. I was trapping, skipping school.
From Houston to the A, nigga.
13 years old when I jumped off the porch. I was playing PlayStation. I was playing with the tricks. I was whooping with a belt. I was whooping with the fork. I was trapping, skipping school, so I had to go to court. 13 years old, got down with the set. Robbing niggas with the tick. My old Jesus fucking wet. You was running on the court, shooting shots at the net. I was running up in spots with the Glock on this and that. I was 12 years old when the cops kicked the door. Had the gun to my mama, baby sister on the floor. My pops caught a fed case, so the jury had to go. Had to get
get it 10 toes. As a man, I had to grow. Had to show my little brother how to trap and get dope. Did you scale with a cup? We was backing up the drone. One deal went by. We was selling out the bowl. Had packs in the straps. We was posted by the stove. Till my big bro, Drew, showed me how to get more. When the weed got slow, showed me how to whip the stone. Microwave or the oven, he ain't never used a stove. Showed me how to hit licks. He a kick dope pro. My cousin's D Dollar showed me how to break a hole. Roll flip, doors, you searching. That's a long time ago. Finesse a little combo. She make dope pronto. Robbing niggas selling drugs. Getting money, all I know. A lot to y'all bluffing, not pimping, y'all cuffing. Same bitch you be loving, be sucking and fucking. She ain't got no money, then we not discussing. I'm shooting up niggas, no fighting, no fussing. See niggas get killed over making assumptions. The pistol I'm clutching, this gun ain't for nothing. My mom know I'm evil, so she call me pumpkin. Been fucked up, corrupt. This is our.
All right, let's stop it.
All right.
Isn't this shit some weird ass shit?
The fuck was that?
No, dude. But when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck is going on with me? I was playing PlayStation. I was playing with the torch. You gotta whip it real good. You got, I mean, I was whipping with a fork. I was like, oh shit.
Yo, damn. His lyrics, some of his lyrics are pretty messed up. I liked his flow, though.
Oh, yeah, his flow is interesting. It's like he's reading it off of paper.
Probably is.
It's like he's telling you a story.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, like, no, I meant like he's reading you. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he wrote it out, and he's just reading it in front of that shit. It's kind of monotone at the same time, but it's a very weird song, man.
I'm looking at his picture, and it's just fucking me up.
Yeah,
he's
dude.
Just, like, the sort of smiling, but, like, not.
No, he's not. Like, yeah, he's evil.
He does,
man.
Not look like a happy camper.
This guy is, like,
white people need to adopt him or something.
Yeah, it's like
happy.
He's stabbing me, and, like, that's the face on him when he's just stabbing me. Ah! I don't like it. I don't like his face. The music itself, it's interesting. It's something I haven't really heard from,
right?
like before.
It's fucking weird. And then I saw that album, and I was like, oh my god! Like, it's almost like he's smiling, and he just, like, you know, robbed a place. Like, he's just like, yeah, I love this shit, man. He reminds me of the kid from that little fat kid from Boondocks, the one who's always down to. You guys know what I'm talking about? He's always down to rob shit and whatnot. I like to be mean, man. It's fun. It's fun to be mean. It's fun to be bad. That's what he
Oh, when they were making fun of the kid who stole the car?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
That's like that kid right there. I think that's who it is. He ended up being a rapper.
I like to do good shit.
That was some straight up, like, I'd be listening to what?
Are you taking pictures of yourself?
No, I was kidding, yeah.
Are you taking selfies?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, guys, I really hate that camera like phone companies are now calling it the selfie camera.
What do you mean?
Like, instead of the front-facing camera or the forward-facing camera, they're starting to call it a selfie camera.
Oh, they call it the selfie camera now?
Oh, fuck that noise.
Samsung and Apple. Samsung and Apple are both calling it selfie camera now. Kills me.
That's dumb.
They put
that was the two main
selfie companies. The main title, and then they put the forward-facing camera in parentheses. You see the... You see the whole...
Now.
You see that?
Yeah. It's like some type of ref right there.
Oh, how the NFL hired the first...
Oh, the girl. Yeah, the first female, ref. That's interesting, man. I didn't ever thought about how there's no female refs.
I didn't think so either.
Now we know. Now
there was
we know.
A...
If you don't know, now
there,
you
on
know.
Men's Humor on Facebook, there was a picture of her... And the title was, the ref throws a flag. The coach is like, what? What happened? Ref's like, nothing. It's okay. Ref's like, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm fine. And it says, picks up the flag and walks away. You not think that's funny? All right, fine. Fuck you,
oh, my God. Jesus.
Yours are all
is
stupid.
Is she
PMSing?
Is that what's going on?
No, you don't. Fuck you. God, you don't get it. You know, like, sometimes you ask a girl, hey, what's wrong? And they say, fine, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But they're lying.
Oh,
so she throw a flag.
Shit happened.
You throw a flag and it'd be like, no, nothing, it's okay. And then, no, I.
No,
I
was just ignorant, no. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my pussy. Pussy.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Yo, what happens the day she gets, like, fucking rocked?
Oh, shit, I lost
by accident by a player.
What do you mean?
God.
Like, she's in the fucking.
Like, in the way?
Yeah, if she ever gets in the way or something, and she gets rocked by a
player.
She's going
to be in the hospital. They're going to be like, the first female ref got ran the fuck over.
Yo, Matt, Enriquez, where are you?
No. kidding. He probably can hear us.
Nah.
No. Or not. Sorry. Reference.
Yeah.
Reference.
Did everyone stop recording?
No.
I'm still recording. All right, cool. What are you doing, man?
Cool. I'm still recording. Good. Yeah, that was weird.
You know, it'd be funny if his face was exactly like his picture and he showed up. I would probably die laughing, I think.
Who, Maxo Cream?
He was taking those earlier in the day. Not you.
Oh, what?
If
your
you're
face gone.
Yeah, oh, you're
my bad. There you go.
Can't see you. Show me your dick.
Show me your genitals. Your genitals.
Show
what?
Me.
Show me your genitals.
Genitalia!
Genitalia! Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move on to the last song?
Yeah, let's go to the last song, man.
Just all be right, prepared. Darnell? Be prepared to be like,
what
the hell is this? Just
here
be
we go.
Prepared.
Well, what the fuck was the last song then?
I'm just saying, just be prepared.
I thought we were choosing a good one and a bad one.
I'm just saying, I couldn't tell you. Oh, man.
All right, what's the name of this song? What's the name of this shit?
It's called I'm in Love with the Lotion.
I'm in love with the cool.
And that's where, Martin,
like
that's where it's coming
song,
from.
We're stopping it automatically. That song is so fucking stupid.
I'm in love with the lotion.
I got baking soda.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe that's an actual fucking song. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that song's an actual song. that in love with the anyway, I'll talk about it. That Coco Genesis shit. His name's OT Genesis. That song is just horse shit. It is. I'll admit it. It's not even a hype song. You can't even really get hyped to that shit. It's just like, I'm in love with the Coco. And then something that's a no-no. Like, well, alright, we understand. I think cocaine's a no-no, period, but I guess not. And it's like made so cheaply. Like, that whole video was just made like shit. Anyway, this song's a spinoff.
I don't know.
Yeah. This song's a spinoff. Donnell Rollins was from Chappelle Show. Everybody, I'm pretty sure we all seen Chappelle Show. So yeah. He makes a whole video and a song and everything based off that. That's what the spinoff is. And that's why he says, I'm in love with Ocean.
Okay.
Because you know how he's, remember Ashy Larry?
Yeah.
Nope.
I sure do.
Well, he's not Ashy anymore. That's why he has lotion. That's why he's in love with the lotion.
All right, let's play it.
All right. Press play now, bitches.
Play.
And his contribution to the game has so far has been so beautiful. That, you know, in a few weeks, we got the number one record in the street.
Is that song?
The club, the radio.
Yo, his contribution to the game. In the club, the radio.
We out here.
Yo, man.
For all you bitches that got a problem with niggas that's ashy and shit.
Oh, my God.
Remember, niggas go from ashy to classy.
It's a parody, man.
Ashy to classy.
Or lovely lady, bitch. Low key like, fuck that. Hands up, we be like, I'm in love.
Oh, God, can we stop this?
You know,
let's fucking stop it.
That's one vote for no.
This is pretty garbage, man.
Yep, I stopped it. I don't give a shit. I stopped it.
I'll give it to the minute, Darno.
Nope. All
right, that's fine. Squirt. He hasn't even rapped yet, my bad.
I guess we all stopped it.
I stopped it.
Said that's fine. I'm sorry.
I'm in love with the lotion. Squirt.
I heard that.
That's cool. Oh, my God. What did you do to me, Darno?
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I said, it's a spinoff. It takes a little while to get going, but yeah. It's a
I don't know if that counts as rap, Darno.
He didn't get going. Y'all gave it a minute.
I did not.
I know.
Does he get going? Is it?
Yeah, it's after. It's after he. I mean, it's not like it's just funny.
It's still in the chorus at a minute mark.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
That one, I give a 1 out of 5.
Dude, yeah, I give a -7.
-7.
God.
I mean, I guess it's fucking like it follows the song, but I mean, make it
maybe
better.
If I saw the video and I knew it was like,
is there a video to this?
There is a video.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that would have been better.
Yeah, should have.
No, I feel like we didn't play anything good.
Look at that.
Really?
Lupe Fiasco, I did like, I played a bullshit song. Dirt, don't play two bullshit songs.
I feel like you guys let me down. I'm gonna go there.
I feel kind of bad.
Am I the savior of hip hop? I don't know. You tell
You're
me.
You're not.
Yes. Yes, no. I am.
Nope. Not at all.
Alright, I added another song to
make up.
Is this your apology to us?
Has anybody ever wanted to, like, throw someone in a dryer?
This is your sorry for 2004? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like, yes. Because I had two songs. I was like, these are really good songs. And then I was like, nah, I'm going to play a bullshit song and a song I just heard today.
Which one of these, Matt? You put in two songs.
I know, and I don't know which one. I think I'm going to throw in fucking, there's Carry On by Static Selecta, who's he's a producer and a rapper. And Joey Badass is on this one. And then there's another one called No Wheaties by,
yeah.
Have you heard that song?
No, I'm just saying you got Joey Badass. Boxing.
Yeah, and No Wheaties.
Let's do No Wheaties, though.
Let's do No Wheaties, because I feel like I owe you guys. This is a good song, guys. Has everyone seen No Wheaties?
Is it a banger? Is it a banger?
It's pretty cool.
Big Crit's usually a banger.
All right,
it's
pretty
cool.
It's fresh break. All
right, No Wheaties. All right.
Late.
Yeah, the epitome of greatness, face it, no one place it close. Sweetness on the beach, that Walter Payton flow. On track to be the best, what you pacing for? Call play, step back, pump, fake, and throw. Who that? Drew Brees ain't on the field. The document, this monumental shit, real to real. No huddle game plan in my phone, outstanding most. Haters, commentators, call them Pat Buchanan's. Those still slamming on the Cadillac, swinging lane to lane, gripping grain like a battle axe. Cameraman, capture the future like it's here for me. Why these cheerleaders cheer for me? We too hard to be crushed, too gone to be stuck, too fly to be touched, too much to be us. So we just let them do their thing, cause we something like the 18. Dolphins, 2010 Saints, we doing what they ain't. Say it ain't so, double back what you came for. Tryna mango, matter of fact, where's your bankrolls? Make them niggas pay like T.O. Mike Urban with the lines. Fuck niggas, get on your grind. Niggas know I get it in. Vince Lombardi Award recipient. Nigga, there's a track flipper. That nigga like LT. Run through competition. Smell me, coming at you 3D. Better eat your Wheaties.
All right. There's no Wheaties and a lot of NFL references.
Who wants to go first?
I dug it. He made up for it, man. You really did though. No, I dug it though. I like the first song too. Man. Anyway, but no, I dug it. It was a good beat. It was nice and chill. Like you said, like you like chill songs. I like chill songs. I like hype songs too. But like, I think I like chill more than some hardcore. Nigga, I fuck you up. Nigga, I'll cap your ass real quick. Nigga, pop pop. And then I don't like that kind of songs too much. But I like more chill songs. Sorry, but yeah, I liked it. I dug it. I felt like it was a good beat. Good rhyming and made up for it.
Alright, I'm made up for it.
I'm pretty much in agreement with Darnell here. I actually think the second verse started to fall off there.
Yeah.
But like that first verse, definitely what Darnell was saying there. Very, very nice, very smooth. Nothing to really complain to about that. So, good job there, Matt.
Alright, made up for it. Jacob, you're on this groovy train?
He's already asleep.
Yeah.
Nah, dude, no. Nice and chill.
Alright, cool. And that's...
I feel like we should be higher than we are.
Higher?
for a lot of these songs, you know
that
what I'm saying?
Seen as only one of us is high?
Who?
Matt's not even
no,
high.
No, I'm not high.
Are you high, Jacob?
No.
All right, then. I see Darnell added a song.
Yeah, I got to make it up. Yo, that was terrible. I didn't add the right one in the first song. I was like, well, shit. I was kind of in a rush. And then the second one, I forgot that it takes like a minute and a half for him to start rapping. So I'll get into a song that my brother played for me. And I was like, what is this? And he's like, yo, it's Big Sean. And I was like, okay, I haven't heard Big Sean in a while. Besides, I don't fuck with you except for that song.
I hate
and I was
that
like,
song.
I don't want to listen to that one. This song, it has Chris Brown in it, and honestly, I dug it when I first heard it. I was like, yo, this beat is smooth, and Big Sean has a, he's okay, I think he has an okay rap. I like the chorus more than anything, though. So, I'll let y'all judge on that, and it's called Play No Games.
Do it.
Play.
Ready, play. And play.
Okay, I won't deny it. Half the time you send a text, yeah, you know I'm not replying. Just to let you know I'm not one of them niggas you be dodging. I'm the one that you dodge with. I'm the one that you gon' take that dress you're saving out the closet. I'm the one you need alone. I'm the one that when you're around your friends that you gotta put on speakerphone. Just so you could let them know what we be on. Like he the one. Yeah, yeah. I know I'm young, but you respect me like a father figure. Young mobbish nigga, probably make your father figures. Shine down Perrier out in Perry with a Perrier's going. Well, I would tell you, but I gotta paraphrase. And even when you trippin', we trippin', I pay for ya. Gourmet for ya, chauffeur arrange for ya. I take the flight alone earlier in the day for ya. Just to beat you there, prepare and let you know I'm waiting for ya. Finally famous.
I ain't like them other niggas. And I ain't about to play no games with you.
All right, let's pause it.
I liked it. I liked it. It's not bad. I added it.
Definitely better than the last one.
Sure. I threw it onto that rap shit. I like it.
Eh.
I like it.
I don't know.
Jake's a solid A.
I don't know if you guys can see my face.
Yeah, you. I felt you did feel it. The whole
very unimpressed.
I didn't feel it at all. His flow is so fucked up. That's weird, man. I don't like it.
I think he freestyled most of that rap.
Oh, you can tell.
Who knows? Who knows, man? But I definitely felt like that was a bit of an improvement.
Right, sure.
I think that's pretty much this episode of what the fuck is the show called again? The Black Couch,
yeah, Black Couch.
Episode 2. So going into next week,
what are we gonna choose? Let's figure out what we're gonna choose.
That's the thing. I actually want to leave this. I want to have Jacob sort of lead us off on this.
Yeah,
he didn't really have much input this week. Jacob, what do you want to do for next week?
What kind of music?
Yeah. What kind of music do you want to bring to the table?
What year? Like a decade? Like you want to go old school? You want to go school mid?
And genre? Like what type? Like what do you want?
All right. It can be pretty recent, within the past 10 years.
Okay.
10 years. I want one song that you are half embarrassed, half don't understand why you like.
Okay.
Like
in the last
song where you're like, I don't even know why I like this song. It's kind of stupid, but I fucking love it. I want that in one of your songs.
Okay.
What about the other song?
I was really into that first thought.
we can do two songs.
And then I want the other song can be, granted, the whole Guilty Pleasure song is any genre, any song, just the ultimate, like, if someone all heard you hearing this song, you'd like, oh, fuck, and turn it down real fast.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Like, oh, fuck, yeah, I love this song. What are you listening to? Nothing. It's like your mom watching porn.
Yeah.
That's what I want that song to be.
You got to go up two octaves, just like, nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, I want the same reaction, someone walking in on you listening to the song, as your mom walking in on you watching porn. That's how.
Like, jerking off.
Yeah, okay. That's a good gauntlet right there. Yeah. I like that, man.
What about the other song? Let's go with, I don't fucking know, bitches.
We haven't done, like...
It could be two Guilty Pleasures.
Let's go with two Guilty Pleasures.
Two Guilty Pleasures from the last decade.
Okay.
All right.
I think
we can do that. Right. So let's have two songs ready for next week's show, all right, guys?
Like, all right, cool, I want you... even be embarrassed. I want you to like take it off your list. You're so embarrassed of it, and they're like, "Nah, I should really play it. This is good." But nah, I don't want them to know I like this song. Fuck.
I think I got a bunch of them though.
Yeah, I could probably pull some out for that.
Right, cool.
I'm gonna have to look because all my songs are great. No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's see what I can find.
All right, cool, cool. So that's been Mixed Noise. Nope, that's my other podcast. Sorry,
yeah,
guys. Black Couch, episode 2.
No, Mixed Noise sounds scary.
Peace.
Bye, bitches.